Hey guys, this is Blake.
And this is Colin.
And we're coming at you with our podcast, Football Ramble. In this podcast, we're just trying to bring light on some subjects that are we feel are urgent in the football world. And with that, let's get started. The first thing I think we should discuss is whether a college athlete should be paid. And personally, I don't think so. I believe that opportunities for scholarships are unbelievable. I also think many people think players should just be given a salary. But what many people don't understand is that these athletes would have to pay taxes, and would often that wouldn't leave anything but just enough money to pay tuition with in the first place. New York Times just did an article after Zion Williamson just got hurt, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Well, I mean, being a college athlete, I kind of know what it's like and how hard it is to go through some of the stuff that we have to do. I know D1 schools, when they give a scholarship up, it's a full scholarship, so they get rooms, tuition, books, food, all of the above. And me being at a D2 school, I'm on a partial scholarship, so I still have to do all the same things that guys that are on full scholarship do, but I still have to pay for school as well, so I don't have time, I can't get a job, and all that. So, I mean, I think we should get something. I'm not saying that we should get, like I was working a full-time job and get a full salary, but I'm just some of the revenue that comes in, I think we should get bits and pieces of it.
Right, I definitely understand where you're coming from there. That makes a lot of sense. I do think that there should be something given there. I don't know what the solution is yet, but I think you definitely have a point. So the next thing I think we should talk about and discuss is the daily struggle for a collegiate football player. I know that you're a football player here at UWA. What are your experiences in this area?
Well, so during the end season, it's probably, or it is, the workload of the year. So you get up probably 5:30, and you have 6 a.m. lift. When you get out of lift, you got class from 8 to 12. When you get out of class, you got to go to the field house. You have meetings from, say, 1 to 2:30, practices at 3, and it goes from 3 to 6. And then after practice, from around 7 to 9, you got study hall. Most all guys are in study hall, so they can study for their classes. And that ain't including time to eat, sleep, chill, and all the rest of the things that other college students do. So, and I know it's not just you signed up for it when you came in, but until you get in, you start doing it all the time, every day, all day, and it kind of takes a toll on your mind. So,
yeah, I definitely understand that. Being a football player in high school myself, I understand, but I know this is a completely different level being here at UWA. So this concludes our podcast, Football Ramble. I'm Blake.
And I'm Colin.
And thanks for listening.